Good evening.
Good evening.
This is the first of four talks, so we better get ourselves lined up properly. Rule number one, I understand, if any mobile phones go off, there's a £5 compulsory fine. Be warned. Would the person furthest over here, that way, shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Thank you. Would the person furthest on that way say, what did we have? Amen.
Amen.
Oh! All right. Okay. One of the great... Gosh, I hope you got your brains in gear. Most Christians leave them in the car park. You have got them, have you?
Yeah.
Oh, we made... Oh! We made £5 already. That's nice. I can lean on that.
Not too hard.
It'll roll away, right? I have to tell you, I'm an Easter Christian. Well, perhaps I would become Eastern Orthodox or something. I do find Easter more exciting than Christmas. I think Christmas is great. I find it hugely expensive. But it is, I'm an Easter person, basically. There's a confession for you. Yeah? I love the Easter stories, and really I love the fact that Jesus is resurrected, because if I didn't believe that, I'd be a waste of time standing here, so it's good. Yes?
Yes.
And one of the interesting things about the Easter stories, let me tell you, there is an occasion when Mary had visited the tomb and found the stone rolled away. Anybody remember this?
Mm-hmm.
Mm. And actually she got fluffy-cated, didn't she? Yes? She came over all unnecessary. And she ran off and fetched Peter, well, the boys really, and said, "Oi, you don't believe this, but..." And Peter and John set off on a run. I always imagine, don't you, that John was the sort of athletic and Peter lumbered on behind like a great Welsh rugby player. Do you know, right? And they got there, and John, has a look in, and he sees that it's empty. That's nice. And then Peter goes in, and he sees that it's empty. That's nice. But he sees something else. He sees that the headcloth is folded separately from the funeral clothes. Yeah? And then John, without going in at all, just looked from the outside straight in, and the word says, he saw and he believed. Okay? So what I need to draw your attention to is that actually three things happened, yes? And you'll be fascinated to know that actually there's three different Greek words used there for the word to see. Greeks tend to do this, you know, which I think is fab, but we've really lost it. I mean, you know, don't you, that there are lots of Greek words for the word love, because there's all sorts of different loves. Yes?
Yes?
Okay. Well, with Greek, there are three words to see in ancient Greek. One is to see with your eyes. That is to say, oh, look, there's a room full of people. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. The other type, see number two, is to see with your mind. In other words, you work something out in here, and suddenly you recognize, yeah, you understand.
Yeah.
That's called seeing. Okay. And the third one is to see with your heart. Yes?
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, when that story takes place, when John goes in, he says, oh, that's empty, yeah, right? He's actually only seeing with his eyes, nothing else. Peter goes in and he goes, yes, empty. And then he starts to work something out in his brain, doesn't he? Look, the headcloth is separate. Whoa, yeah? Because there's tremendous Jewish traditions attached to all that, which we won't talk about tonight because it takes too long. Yes? But he's beginning to work out that Jesus might or might not come back, and that there's that precursor of the resurrection. And yes? He's starting to work things out in here. And the Greek word being used in there is that he looked, he saw with his mind. Yeah? And then Peter, the John rather, at the end, he just takes one look. And it just says, he saw and believed. That's all it says. There's no explanation to it. He saw and believed. And that is seeing in your heart. Yes? With your heart, I beg your pardon. In fact, you can see exactly the same thing repeated, those three stages. If you press on through the story a little bit, you come to the road to Emmaus, where you've got these couple of miserable gits, aren't they? Wandering off into the evening, yeah? Or whatever it is. And they're being thoroughly grumbly, you know. And Jesus comes up alongside them and says, what are you guys on about? And they say, what's the matter with you? Where have you been for the last couple of days? It's dreadful things happen. And what's it about it? So Jesus begins to open the scriptures to them to show them that Messiah had to die in order to be raised again. Yes? You remember all this stuff? And then they go on, don't they, to somebody's house somewhere, and they're going to have a meal, and they say, come on then, why don't you stop with us and have a meal? And he says, yeah, okay, so I assume so. So, or yes, please, or something. So, yeah, and then suddenly Jesus is revealed to them in the breaking of the bread. But it's the same pattern. You see what's happening is that when they began that walk, they were on their own, and then this man appears and starts saying, what's up with you? Yes? They don't recognize him. They've no idea who he is or what he's on about. But they know he's there. They're talking to him. So they're simply seeing with their eyes. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. But when they go on a bit and Jesus starts to teach them from the scriptures, and they start to see with their minds. Yes? Because they even admit to that later on. They say, whoa, didn't our hearts quicken? Yeah? They're seeing with their minds. Oh, yeah, I'm recognizing it. Wow, yeah, I can see the sense of that. Yes? But in the end, suddenly, for strange reason, which the church has pondered mystery on ever since, yes? He suddenly, without anybody saying anything at all, there's a what I call a spirit click, yeah? Takes place. Somebody throws a switch somewhere, and those guys suddenly see him with their hearts. Yes? Was that another fiver?
No, it's an alarm.
Oh. Is that a fire alarm? Or? So, that's the... Yeah? The reason that I mentioned that to you is because you can see anything you like with your eyes in this room. I can help you over today and tomorrow, if you like, to start seeing the kingdom of God, because that's my interest here, with your minds. Yes?
Yes?
What I cannot do is to teach you the stuff about the kingdom of God in your spirit, in your heart. That is a spirit click. It's only something the Lord will do. Yes? And if you want to fight it off, you fight it off. That's your privilege. It's called choice. Yes? But what I will do is to hope over tonight and tomorrow to sow enough seed in you, yes, that I might at least kick the bottom of your door open a bit, yeah, that some light will come in. But it will be the Lord's doing, not me. I cannot, yes? It didn't happen in the Easter stories. That was a movement of God, not of man working anything out clever. Yes? And I can't put this kingdom belief into you. I can't do it because I'm limited by humanness. There's a big word. Yeah? All right.
Yeah. Yes.
Because you see, people coming tonight and people coming tomorrow will come here for different reasons. Yeah? You'd all be coming for different reasons. Some of you will come because you've got to hear some idiot stand up and talk about Jesus because it's fun, isn't it? Some of you will come because you are deeply longing to know more of the kingdom of God. Some of you will come because you want healing. Yeah? Some of you will come because you've got relatives who want healing. You hope somebody will pray with you about that. Some of you are coming because you fancy being in ministry, which means how do you learn to get more stuff out of God quicker? Yeah? Okay. Some of you are coming because you're a cynical old so-and-sos and you suppose you might listen, but if nothing, well, you know. Yes? I mean, we're all different. Yes?
Yes.
And it's lovely that you're all here. Funnily enough, there is one answer to all of you. Whatever your question, yeah? If your question is, well, in that case, why didn't God help my mother? Yeah? Or if your question is, how come she got healed instantly and I've been waiting 20 years and haven't got there yet? Yeah? Whatever your question is, the answer is the same. And if you don't know it, then I'm awfully sorry. I apologize to you on behalf of the Christian church for not teaching you this. Yeah? Because Jesus did. The answer is very simple. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be given to you. Did you know I was going to say that?
No.
Well, it was the first song we sung this evening. Yeah? Jesus is a bit, when he's teaching, he's a bit like, don't worry about the stuff. Don't worry about it. Yeah? Sit back and relax. And enjoy it. No, that's EasyJet. But what he's very clear. He says, look, you know, don't worry about stuff. You babble on at God like a load of pagans. What's the matter with you? Yeah? God knows what you want. Look, the great trick is to seek the kingdom of God. Yes? And his righteousness. The two things. And his righteousness. And all these things will be given unto you. Yeah? This is difficult because the problem is that actually we travel quite a lot, don't we, Jim? Mm-hmm. We're doing about two, I think, long haul tours a year now through Canada and the States and Europe and South Africa. No, Europe's not long haul, is it? And in a week's time, we're off to Australia to teach kangaroos. And we find that the knowledge and understanding of the kingdom of God is roughly zilch. I think it's rather important because actually, if you want to call yourself a Christian, you're in for a shock because Jesus did, what did he do when he was here? He taught the kingdom of God and healed the sick. What did he teach his disciples to do? Go tell them about the kingdom of God and heal the sick. Yes? So really, next to worship, your and my main function as a Christian is to proclaim the good news of the kingdom of God. Yes?
Yes?
Never mind healing the sick, because just by doing that, you can get people to seek the kingdom, your quid's in. Yeah?
Yes.
Seek first the kingdom, forget the rest, is the message. Yes? It's risky business. Okay? But one of the things that worries me increasingly over the years is how on earth are we expected to proclaim or preach or anything, the good news of the kingdom of God, if we don't know what it is? Yes? How can I, Jesus can tell me all day long if he wants to, that I got to tell people about pigs. But if I know nothing about pig farming, I can't do it. Yeah? So I think it's terribly important that what we do is take some time tonight and tomorrow, yes, for me to talk to you about the kingdom of God. Seek first the kingdom of God and these things will be given to you. Yes? But two things. Seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Yes? But I must admit, I want to pray that you won't just see this with your minds. Yes? That somehow a door will open so that you can begin to see in the spirit. And there is, I tell you, a vast difference. Yes? Do you know what I mean? I mean, you know there's a vast difference between intellectually accepting that you've probably got salvation when you die, so you call yourself a Christian and you're nice to people. Yes? That's all worked out in here, isn't it? There's an awful lot of difference between that and feeling like a child of God. Awful lot of difference. Yes? That's because when you feel like a child of God, it's because you're seeing with your heart. The spirit click has happened in you on that issue. Yes?
Yes.
Are we all right so far?
Yes.
Anybody left?
Not yet.
Not yet. Did you say?
Not yet.
So, we thought that what we'd do is teach you a bit of stuff about the kingdom of God. Yes?
Yes.
In other words, we thought we would spend the whole of this evening and tomorrow proclaiming to you the good news of the kingdom of God. Yes?
Yes?
If you want to accept it, you can. If you want to switch it out, you can. It's a freedom. Yeah?
Yeah.
It's entirely up to you. Okay? All right. Are we all right so far, Jim?
Mm-hmm.
So what I want to do, what we start with doing, I think, is trying to understand where the term comes from in the first place. Yeah? I have to say this stuff to you. Because for 100 years, yeah, the church has been teaching us that the kingdom of God and the church are the same place. Yes? They have, you believe it. Can I borrow a bottle? Thank you. Did you put any tonic in?
It's neat.
For 1700 years, as far as I can work it out, the church has been trying to teach us that the kingdom of God and the church are the same thing. So out of that, you get things like justification through membership. Yes? Do you know what I'm talking about? Okay. You also, of course, build up phenomenal power bases doing that. Yes? Because if I'm a priest in the kingdom of God, and I'm telling you, therefore, I am next to God, therefore what I say comes from God, so you better believe it, or I get a lot of power out of that. Starting from that basis, kingdom of God is an expression, and it's used a lot in the Gospels. Tain't used almost at all, but not a lot, by Paul. Yes? And that's the start of the big clue. It's not that Paul and Jesus disagree with each other, God forbid. Yeah? But what it means is that the word is used differently under different circumstances. Now, the Jews knew what the kingdom of God was. Yeah? Yes? Christians have lost it, but the Jews don't. Yeah? And what has happened is that, at least I hope I'm, is that Paul doesn't use the expression very much because he doesn't talk a lot to Jews, does he? He's talking to Greeks and Romans and, who don't know what the word means. It's not part of their culture. Yes? So he tends to talk about the kingdom of light and things like that, and kingdoms of darkness, and yes? In those sorts of veins, which we'll talk about some more tomorrow. Yeah? It's going to be good, I warn you. It's going to be good. Yeah? Now, so, but I know you're all comfortable with the kingdom of God expression because we use it a lot in church, don't we? Yes, so we've stuck with that for the time being. But actually, it's important to start my teaching you this weekend. It's important for me to start by giving you some insight into what the place actually looks like. Yeah? Okay? Because how can I encourage you to seek something first and his righteousness and the rest of it if you've no idea what it looks like? How can I encourage you to take your grandchildren to a zoo if you don't know what a zoo looks like? Yes? So, the kingdom of God, I'll start with a clue here, yes? The kingdom of God, I'll think of another name, the Garden of Eden, think of another one, the Promised Land, in the Old Testament. I'll think of another one, right at the end, the New Jerusalem coming down. Yes? New Jerusalem. The kingdom of God we've spoken about. What about heaven? Yes? Heaven. Heaven in heaven, that is. What about heaven on earth? Yeah, there's another one. Yes? Now, the interesting thing that I'd like you to hang on to, if you can, is that those are all names for the same place. Yes? All names for the same place. Oh, it's not a geographical place, folks. Yes? Okay, so, you know, I mean, you start with the Garden of Eden, then you finish up with the New Jerusalem, which is a city. So it's not, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Excuse me, I got a bit of a thirst on. And the joy about this, yes, is that we can then start to explore much more what things would look like. This is not a geographical place, folks. Yeah? What it is a condition of living in. Yes? It's a culture, it's a way of life. Okay? Don't believe me. You just take my word for it till we get going. Yes? Okay. Oh. It describes a relationship with God, I suppose. There are lots of ways of looking at it. Just don't think it's geographical necessarily. Yes? Now then, what happened was that in the beginning, according to the Bible, yes? I'm only going to teach you what it says in the Bible. But in the beginning, the Bible says, God created a garden east of Eden. Yeah? And in it, he stuck a couple of people, Adam and Eve. Yes? Could you get us in the mood, Jin, and read that creation story to us, please? Have you got it?
Yeah. So this is Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. Then God said, "Let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And then in Genesis 1, verse 31. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good.
Thank you. God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. Yes? So you begin to get a picture straight away that what's in the kingdom of God, God thinks is very good. Yeah? Okay. Isn't that interesting? Because you won't find a lot of things in the Garden of Eden. You won't find bust-up marriages and kids going off the rails. You won't find arthritis and cancer. Yeah? You look as much as you like in the story of the Garden of Eden, you won't find it. Now you say, well, you didn't actually, but I'm putting the words in your mouth. Yeah. But it's not scientifically true anyway. No? Why are they all gone quiet?
They're thinking.
Well, an awful lot of people say it's not scientifically correct. Yes? This is, you see, what I'm listening to is the old fight going on now, right? Between science and religion, yeah? Because the Bible says he started it all, and science says, no, it was a big bang or something, yeah? Actually, the Bible says the same thing, but don't worry about it. Yes? Yeah. But I want to ask you a real big question, please. If you ever want to stop looking at people who get locked into this thing that you run into a lot in the States, actually, this thing about should we not be teaching this in our schools if it's not scientifically correct? Yes? Mm-hmm. And all those sorts of arguments, you are listening to people trying to work out something by seeing it with their minds. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. You see the problem. If what you want to do is to look at this in your heart, you have to see the Garden of Eden as a picture, a photograph. Yes? It's a picture. It's a picture of how God wanted it to be. Yes? So it doesn't matter whether it was started with a garden. It doesn't matter whether it started as a big bang or a piece of amoeba and a sludge or something. It doesn't matter to me at all. Yes? The point is, it's a picture of how God wanted it to be. Yes? Yeah. On the seventh day, he sat down, had a whiff. Yeah? And he looked at it and he said, by God, this is good. Yeah? Bad translation. It'll do. Yeah? Funny. This, because if you now go to the end of the Bible, yes, to the second to last book called Revelation, okay? Isn't that interesting? See, normally when I say it's the second to last book, you can hear an intake of breath around the audience, but here you can't. Is it because they've all gone to sleep, Jane? Oh. What? They've all heard the joke before. All right, we'll leave it to that then. Okay.
No, you better say that.
You better tell us. I haven't heard it.
Oh, well, the last book is the Book of Maps. Is that right? Now, it's not really good, is it? Thank you for your encouragement, man. If you read about the New Jerusalem coming down, you will see that the Word of God describing it says there will be no more sickness and no more tears, which just about sums it up. Yeah? So history looks like this. Yeah? God starts by giving us a picture of what he really wanted. Yes? It has been, let us not debate the whys and wherefores of it just now, but it has been turned into a blasted mess. Yes?
Yes.
Right? And I'm not just trying to be green or eco-friendly or something. Yes? There's a lot of people suffering a lot of pain out there. And the moment we knock something on the head, we get someone else. Yeah? And we just can't seem to contain the evil that runs around the place. It's like a forest fire. It's got away from us. You know what I mean? We get things like HIV and we think, oh gosh, this is going to kill the world. And then we manage to get a hand on it and try and control it. And then there's this awful thing coming out of West Africa. You know what I mean? Places. Now you add to that. I see it more and more, of course, these days because we're all living older. Far more of us have fallen apart earlier. Yes? And it's true. Your health service is getting overladen now because of that, because it's a victim of its own success. Yes? I see that it's got to an awful point. I saw some statistics last week, actually, in England. That's here, isn't it? Yes. That because people, for all sorts of reasons, which we might even debate tomorrow, yes, are having babies older and older, yeah? And because old folks are living longer and therefore getting more and more dementia and so on, yes? The poor folks now, the gap, you know, when they actually get through the whole pain of having adolescent children, teenagers, yes? Manage to get them away from home in the end, the gap between that and having to take on parents who need a lot of help is getting smaller and smaller. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Tell me that.
Now, what's happening, of course, is that, I'll be interested to know what Geraldine says, but the doctor in our family tells me that 90% of all illness is probably caused by stress. Yeah? Well, it's going to get worse. You know what I mean? It's dreadful. So what's happened is, we started here at a very high point, didn't we? Yes? Wonderful. In the end, right, whenever that comes, there will be, it's a very high point with the New Jerusalem, isn't it? No more sickness, no more tears. If you cut that out of our existence, by gum, it'd be bliss. Yes? In the middle between these two is this huge trough which you and I have to live in. Do we not? Yes. Yes? We do. The joy that I have in life, along with many others, is that we also know that God, our Heavenly Father, has said to us, Abba, you don't have to wait. I'm sending Jesus. Right? And into the bottom of that nasty trough came Jesus. Yes? You got this, haven't you? You got peak there, and a hole here. A chasm. Yes? A crevasse. Yeah? I like that word. Jesus came into this, and what did he do? He taught the kingdom of God and healed the sick. Yes? In the main. I mean, did a lot of praying and stuff like that, sure. But if you want to know what did Jesus major on, the answer is proclaiming and healing. Proclaiming, what I mean is teach people about the kingdom of God. Yes? And healing the sick. Yes? Good, isn't it? So he comes down here. He spends all his time talking about that and that, and people get healed. Yes?
Yes.
I'm hoping you're beginning to see something mechanical here. Yeah? Because if the world's God wanted it like that, there's your initial picture of Eden, yes? And at the end, with the New Jerusalem, there's your picture of how Eden's going to be restored. In the sense that, yes, we will be in bliss. Yes? Okay. Now, we got this trough here. If God sent Jesus into the middle of this mess, right? As far as I'm concerned, it's only for one reason, and that is because he wants that restored to the original condition. Full stop. Yes? The whole Bible is built that way. It starts, doesn't it, with the Garden of Eden, and it finishes with the New Jerusalem, and everything in between is just a journey to get from there to there. Yes? And Jesus has come in the middle of it to show us what God is all about and what he's trying to do. Yes? So, for example, Jesus does not refuse to heal anybody. Jesus healed everybody who came to him, and then he said, but I only do what I see the Father doing. Yes? So whether you like it or not, it must be the Father's will to see everybody restored who comes to Jesus. I'm just being 6-year-old logic, that's all that is. Yes? Yeah? But if you stand at this point and think, oh no, wait a minute, what about my mother? You know? My answer to you is seek the kingdom and you watch out what'll happen. Yeah? Those disciples, you see, were sent off to do on-the-job training, and he said, teach people about it. Yes? And they came back saying, wow, it works. I mean, they knew they couldn't do it. Yes? And it works. Amazing. The trouble is with poor old sods like me is that we're battling against 2,000 years of stinking awful theology in the church. Yeah? I am thrilled to say, in my observations of these things, that over the last 15 years, the number of big international speakers actually talking about the kingdom of God is increasing all the time. And the amount they spend talking about it is increasing all the time. And I find that thrilling. Yes? Because I think God is trying to get it through. Yes? And I think it's lovely too, in this somehow sad situation where in the Western world, where the church is in decline. Yeah? Busy out there, fighting, you know, dying the death of 1,000 initiatives. Working like crazy, and it hasn't dawned on anybody yet that actually, you know, the answer isn't to reduce this or increase that. The answer is to proclaim the kingdom of God. Folks, even if your church dies because you're doing it, at least you'd have been obedient, because that's what God wants from you. Yes? Oh, exciting. Right? So, I shouldn't do that. I just get so so tempted. Yes?
Might wake somebody up.
Might wake somebody up. What we'd like to do is to get you involved in this conversation. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Because you'll only get fat if you sit there. Yes?
Yeah.
All right. This is called audience participation. What? What? Don't you love it? I love that. Thank you. What we're going to do, Ginny, have we got our flip chart?
Yes, we have.
Have we got our lines?
We have.
Have we got our headings on?
We
our,
have.
We're all set up to go?
We are.
Right, okay. Ginny's going to scribe for us, yes?
Yep.
And we create two columns here, yeah? And the first column we're going to deal with is the left-hand one, isn't it?
Yep.
Which is called
there,
right? And what we want you to do is to tell us what you think was there in the Garden of Eden. Yes?
Yes.
Please, look, we're talking about a condition of living and bliss, and so please don't shout out trees or...
giraffes.
Or giraffes. Start some deep theological debate as to whether there were thorns on roses or not. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Okay, so, and we'll just keep going until we fill up the column. Yeah?
Yeah.
So there should be plenty of excuses for you to sort of shout things out. Yes?
Yeah.
So, should we start?
Yeah.
Okay, somebody start and give us a word. Not a paragraph, a word.
Love.
Love. Oh, well, can I stop you there straight away? Yes?
Yeah.
Can I make two out of that?
Harmony.
Can I have love for God?
Yeah.
And love for children, for each other?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah?
Have those two?
Yeah.
Can I split it? Can we have that, Ginny?
Yeah.
Love for others or something?
Yeah?
Is that fair?
Mm-hmm.
You said harmony, sir.
Yes.
Do you want to keep that? Yes?
Yes.
What about harmony?
Do you want two there as well?
Because the trouble is you can be in harmony with... You can't be in other... Well, I don't know. You can't be in harmony with other people if you're not in harmony with God.
No.
But you can be in harmony... No. Just no, we'll leave it as one. That's getting too much for me. I'm too old for that. Anybody? I don't know what...
Innocence.
Oh, this lady knows what she's talking about. Innocence. Mm-hmm. Yes?
Somebody said beauty.
Did they?
Yes.
All right.
Choice.
Choice.
Peace, I think.
Peace.
Choice. Yes, can we have choice, Ginny?
Light.
As in, you don't mean physical light, so...
As in
understanding. There is a biblical word for it.
Vision.
Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Wisdom. Mm-hmm. Vision. There was actually. It's a subset of the wisdom. Yes. Did you notice that Adam, when he saw Eve, he said, "I'm going to call her Eve, because she's going to be the mother of the nations." Mm-hmm. Question. How on earth did he know what a mother was? He wouldn't have a clue. How did he know what a nation was? Yeah? He wouldn't have had a clue. You look at Eve, and when she starts arguing with the snake, she says, "I can't eat that because God says I'll die." How does she know what death was? No, what's she talking about? Yes? In other words, there's a wisdom here which is of God. Yes? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jim.
Purpose.
Mm-hmm. Relationships.
Well, yes, but you can have a relationship with a snake.
That's there, isn't it?
Hmm?
Like the possibilities are there.
For good relationships. Do you mean?
Yeah, well, there's choice. We had choice, didn't we? So you can have a good or otherwise.
Actually, I don't know. Does anybody want to argue about that? Did we have choice in the garden? Well, I suppose. But it's just that we always chose God's way. So there was only God's way.
Eve had a choice, didn't she, whether she took...
That's right.
Yeah.
But that's the difficulty is that I'm wanting the line down the middle to represent the fall.
Okay.
So if you start talking about what it was like in there... in moments after the fall, you're going to get our little talk in trouble.
So I take choice off then. Do I leave it on?
No, leave it on. Anybody else?
Peace.
Trust?
Yes. Anybody like that?
Yeah.
Do you want two again? Trust in God, trust in people?
Yeah.
Is that fair?
Yeah.
Come on, guys, come on. We don't want to do the work.
Free will.
That's choice.
Freedom.
Freedom, Mum?
Yeah.
Mum.
Sorry, Granny. Yeah. Can I put one in?
Yes.
Just don't mean that. Yeah. Self-control. Because really, I mean, it's still around now, of course it is, but there's an awful lot of the other, isn't there, now? Sorry, what were you going to say?
I'm not sure now, you said that. Independence. Or was it dependence? Were they dependent on each other?
Can we go with dependence?
Yeah.
Because then again, there's dependence on God, which is part of the trusting, really, and dependence on other people. Is that ants or ants? Yeah. Ants.
Ents.
Ents. Yeah. That was one. Yeah. Have we got any more room?
Yeah.
Oh gosh, that's a big word.
Contemptedness.
There's four syllables in that. We don't do four. Contemptedness. Is that the same as peace? No. All right.
No.
Okay.
Happiness. What about good health?
Lady said happiness.
Happiness. Oh.
Any diseases in there? What about good health? Do you like that?
Yeah, we do.
It's just health.
Yes.
What? Then there's another one. What about life? Mm.
Hmm? No taxes.
No teenagers. No teenagers, no computers. Oh.
Or by the phones.
Must have been blessed. Anybody else?
Obedience.
Oh, Mum. We haven't got that. Obedience. Wonderful.
That's about it, I think.
All right, okay. Thank you, dear ones. I'm always so tempted to say, you've all done very well. That's tremendous. Thank you. Yes? Now, along comes the snake. Yeah?
Yeah.
And Eve says, oh, go on in. And she was almost proved right because God said, if you touch it, you'll die. And she touched it and she didn't. Do you see what I mean? If you deal with this kingdom business literally, you won't see it. I think that's really good. But she did, and she ate some, and she saw that it tasted good. No, she can't do that. She can see that it's good and taste it, okay? Yeah? So she goes off to see Adam, and she says, oh, you ever got this? It's gorgeous. And he did, yes?
Yeah.
The result of which, well, the moment of that happening is something we call the fall. Yes?
Yeah.
You're happy with that word?
Yeah.
That's just what we call it. Yeah? The point at which mankind decided that God may not be right, we'll do our own thing. Yeah? Okay? So that's called the fall. So that's the vertical line down the middle. Yeah?
Yeah.
So here we are. Now what happened was, you had on the right, what you've been talking about, don't forget, is the kingdom of God. Yes?
Yes.
So when you fall across that line over to the right hand side, you then fall into something else, which we'll talk about in more depth in the morning. But actually what we want to do is to allow for the fact that at that point, you open the door for all the opposites to come in. Yes? Okay. Now, what we need you to do is to get back to work. Did you think you'd finish?
No.
No. All right. What we need you to tell us to write down there is the opposites of each one. Yes?
Yes.
Because that's, we're not trying to say life only consists of all that. Yes? Because obviously there's a lot of the left-hand column still around in life, isn't there?
Yes.
But what I'm saying is we opened the door to let the opposites arrive. Yes?
Yeah.
So if you shout one out, Ginny, I'm sure there'll be hundreds of people here just dying to tell you the opposite.
Love for God and for each other.
Love of self.
Narcissism.
Hatred.
Do you think hate's a bit strong?
Yeah.
No.
Disrespect.
How about fear of God?
Oh no, I like fear of God. I think that's a good thing.
Disrespect for you. Disrespect.
That's okay. Well, no, because further down we've got.
No, we haven't got this one.
Well, no.
Indifference.
That's the problem. Isn't it? It's an indifference to God and an indifference to other people. Isn't it? Yes? It's an ignoring thing, isn't it? That's the problem. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Not ignorance, I don't mean that. I mean it's an ignoring thing. Yeah? Ignoring other people. Yes?
Harmony.
Don't cheat. I like discord, but the what?
Conflict.
Chaos.
EastEnders.
EastEnders.
Innocence.
Innocence, folks.
Tainted.
I don't think that's what we meant.
Tainted.
That's nearer, isn't it? Yes?
Damaged. Tainted.
It's more of a soiling of humanity, isn't it?
Yes,
corrupting.
Corrupting.
Corruption.
Corruption, Ginny, yeah. I didn't want that to sound too legal, as if that's a restriction there, because it's our soul. Well, I don't know. Our souls are corrupted, aren't they?
Beauty.
Sorry?
Decay.
Decay?
that can somewhere else. I don't know.
Show it next to beauty, Jen. Can we get? Have we got space?
Yeah.
Can we get it in there?
Yeah. Choice.
Now you're going to wonder why you put that in there. Yeah. Yeah. Well, you put it in. What's the opposite?
Trap.
I tell you something. Yes, I was going to say slavery, but I think I mean the same thing as you.
Yeah, slavery.
We have slavery now. No. I don't mean legal slavery.
No.
As much as slavery to all sorts of things.
Yeah? Wisdom.
Wisdom.
Ignorance.
Foolishness.
Foolishness. That's much better. That's much better.
Vision.
This is a spiritual thing we're talking about, isn't it? Spirituality.
Blindness.
Yeah, it's spirituality, isn't it, that we're talking about?
Darkness.
Darkness, that's nice. It's a spiritual thing. Yes, nice. Darkness.
Purpose. Yeah?
Purpose. Yes, it's a loss of direction, isn't it? It's the lovely thing about so many Christians is that they know where they're going, they know why, and they're on the move going to get there. And you don't find that in a lot of other people.
Peace.
Peace.
War.
Do you mean that?
No.
Anxiety.
That's near better.
What was that on?
Anxiety.
Yeah. Or stress.
It is. It's a stress thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Trust in people and trust in God.
Mistrust.
Trust in people. What do you want?
Suspicion.
Cynicism. It is, isn't it? It's
cynicism.
It's just a...
Spell it, Sunday. C-Y.
N-I-C-I-S-M.
Yeah. Is that the same of God? Is it the same word?
No. Forgive the spelling, I only taught infants, so...
They don't do that.
C-I-C-I-S.
Is it?
C-I-S.
Just put Boris Johnson.
What do we have for trusting God, then?
What about trusting God?
Aimless.
Disbelief.
Disbelief. Unbelief, disbelief. I don't know the difference. Yeah.
Freedom.
Trouble is we've had slavery.
Yeah, yeah.
Ah, sorry folks, think of someone else.
Bondage. Self-control.
Now I feel guilty now because I put that in.
Go on, then.
Self-control.
Come on,
what?
Lack of.
Sorry?
Lack of control.
Lack of.
Self-control.
License.
Anarchy is a good word.
Yes, but I mean, within society, you know what I mean?
I've gone absolutely blank, I can't spell at all now. It's all gone.
C-H-Y.
C-H-Y. You know how you look at the simplest words and look wrong?
Mm-hmm. Yes, they do. What else have you got, Jenny?
Dependence.
Dependence. On people, dependence on God, it's dependence.
Mm.
And now you've got too much. It's independence. It's free thinking, sort of, isn't it? Yeah? But free thinking sounds good, but it isn't necessarily.
It doesn't sound very bad, though, independence, really.
No, it doesn't. These things sound good, but in fact they're not, because you're... Yeah.
Contentedness.
Contentedness.
Disc-
what?
Discontentedness.
Oh.
Sorry.
Frustration.
I like that. Frustration with everything. Self, frustration with the job, frustration with your marriage. It's frustration with everything, isn't it? Frustration with the kids.
Happiness.
Happiness.
Misery.
Grief, sadness, yes. In there.
Good health.
Sickness? Ill health?
Disease.
Disease. Yeah.
Life.
Death. Yeah, we got that one. Yeah. We're quite good at that one.
Obedience. Well, I'm just going to put disobedience.
Yeah, go on, Jen. Go on, lovey. That's more up my street. I like a word like that. Rebellion. Yeah. Tell it how it is.
Right.
Is that it?
It is.
Right. We're going to cut it up. Yes? Into two sheets of paper. Yes?
Yeah.
So we've got a good sheet and a bad sheet.
Yeah.
Is that right? Remember?
Yeah.
Yes? We are now, just to change the scene slightly for you, yes?
Yeah.
We are now going to do a Garden of Eden skit. All right?
Yes.
This is, I'm going to play Adam, and Ginny's going to play Eve. This is not a costume drama. Yes? But we need actually a third party, yes? So I'm going to ask Graham if he will come and see me. Graham, may I borrow you?
Sure.
I've got a part for you in this.
Okay.
Come sit there.
Yes, sir.
I want you to play the part of Jesus. Can you do that?
Easy.
Easy. Just in case you miss, right. I'll stick that on you, right? So
right.
Just in case they mistake you for a human being, right?
Okay.
It's absolutely, this is easy. All right, is that okay?
Fine.
Now, we got it. Now, one of these bits of paper, if you remember, was a good bit, wasn't it?
Yeah.
One was a bad bit.
Is that the good bit?
This is the good bit, yes?
Yes.
Where did that come from? Yeah, right. So let's give it back to Jesus for the moment, shall we? Where is he? There he is. That's yours, brother. Thank you very much. Right? So what we've got is the bad bit, haven't we? Yeah? And what happens here is that we are disobedient, aren't we? We eat the fruit when we shouldn't do. Yes?
Yeah.
Have you put it down?
I haven't yet.
Oh, stick it down here. Yes? Yeah? Hello?
Yes.
Right. So what happens is we have to leave heaven, Garden of Eden, don't we?
Yes.
The kingdom of God. We have to leave the kingdom. Yes? And what we do is we set off into the world. Yes? So this chair is the Garden of Eden. And here, I don't know if you've noticed this, is a piece of string. Yes?
Yes.
That is a timeline. It just represents time disappearing off into the future. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Right? And so we have to set off down it, don't we?
Yes.
Okay, because we can't do anything else. But it's not just us, is it? It's our children and our grandchildren and our great-great-grandchildren's great-great-grandchildren. Yes?
Yes.
As life goes on and develops, setting off down in time like this. Yeah? And look, just look what we begin to walk into.
Indifference to God and to each other, conflict, chaos, corruption, ugliness, decay, slavery, ignorance, foolishness, blindness, darkness, loss of direction, anxiety, stress, cynicism, disbelief, bondage, anarchy, independence, frustration, misery, grief, sickness, death, disobedience, rebellion.
What's your list? And we're walking into that, and there's nothing we can do about it. Yes?
Yeah.
We are going to try. We're going to develop ourselves scientifically, aren't we? You know what I mean? to try and see if we can get ourselves out of these things, but I don't know. We run around in circles a lot of the time. But this piece of string, as far as we know, just goes on into oblivion. It goes on forever. We don't know any different. Yeah? Do you want to pick that up, Jen? Because it's part of our lives, and it's unavoidable. You know what I mean? When you get to be 80, you creak a bit. Yes? It's all part of life, isn't it? So we have to go on down the timeline through the centuries, don't we, like this? Yes? And then suddenly, we come across something we didn't know was there. Yes? And that something is called Calvary. Yes? The act of the cross. Yes? It's what an American pastor, a friend of mine, calls crucification. Yeah? Yes? Now, here's the thing. Yeah? This cross here is actually a hinge in history. Yes? I just want to demonstrate that to you. You look at this piece of string, yes? It goes through that chair that Graham sat on, and it turns around and it goes one up the other way. Yeah? So it doesn't go on into oblivion now, does it?
No.
Right? So what we need to do is to come to the cross, yes?
Yes.
There really are other ways of trying to do this. You can get therapy if you like, or whatever, yeah? But if you really want to get yourself away from this sort of lifestyle, yeah? Of living ruled by these things, the only way to do it is to come to the cross, yes? With those things.
Yes.
Okay? Right. What happens when you do is very simple, yes? You have something which theologically we call the Great Exchange. You don't have to remember that. Yes? But what it is, as we say in Wales, yes? Is that we can exchange things off our bad list, yes? For things on his good list. Yes?
Yes.
I mean, for the sake of time, we'll do it all in one. Yeah?
Yeah.
Yes. But I want to be symbolic of the fact that the way that we can, the offer, this is an offer from God, for goodness sake, it's not dreamt up by theologians, yeah? This is God saying, I tell you what, we can do some business here, right? I've got all the good stuff, you've got all the bad stuff, I'll swap you, right? Not the whole lot just like that, because what God is really interested in is things that rule our lives, yes? Because if anything on there is ruling your life, folks, yeah, that means he isn't. You only have one ruler, can't you? You can only serve God. Okay? It's all in there. So, if we've got something in there that's ruling our lives, yeah? He's got the remedy, and it's always the same. You don't have to work this stuff out. It is the cross. Period. Yes? Okay? So, we'll do it all. Can we swap the whole lot, Mum? For the whole lot. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes? So, by having done that, we can now, because of his grace, yes? We can now come round here because we've been bent, haven't we? If you see what I mean. Yes? There we are. I'm back on the string. There it is. I'm on the other bit now. We're going to put that down. Yes? Okay? And now as we walk on into the world, here we go. Yes? What do we walk into, Jim? More and more, what do we walk into?
Love for God. Love for each other. Harmony. Innocence, beauty, choice, wisdom, vision, purpose, peace, trust in people, trust in God, freedom, self-control, dependence, contentedness, happiness, health, life, obedience.
How about that? How about that? That's how the system is supposed to work. Yes? I'll tell you more about this tomorrow so you understand this better. Thank you, Jim. What? Could we say thank you to Graham? Graham, thank you so much. You played that wonderfully. Thank you, Graham. Thank you. Word perfect. Yes, folks? That is what is happening. Yes? I mean, I'm so sorry, really, that non-Christians turn their back on the living God.
because they are throwing away everything. Yes? All I've done, all we've done, all you've all helped, yes, tonight, is to say this is what the kingdom of God is like, this is the opposite, yeah, that we have to get going around us. But if you walk back through the cross and come back the other way, yeah, you will turn around, yeah, and you will start to walk back up because the cross has bent the timeline. Yeah, look at this string. Can you see that? Because through them back up here. Whoosh. Yeah, because that has been bent, we can now walk back towards life as God had originally intended it to be. Yes. John 10:10 says, "The enemy has come to steal and to kill and destroy, but I have come that you should have life in abundance." Yeah.
Yes.
And I cannot tell you more than 6 million times, the answer is the cross. Yes?
Yeah.
Did we bring any Praying the Cross booklets?
Yes, yes we did.
Did we? Yeah. The reason I want to mention that is that I wrote it, I couldn't wait to write it down. We did do a lot of work a couple of years ago. Because, you know, if you look through the scriptures, there are various lists, aren't there? There's lists of gifts of the Spirit, there's lists of the fruits of the Spirit, there's lists of the Ephesians 4 ministries. Do you know what I mean? There's lists of this and lists of that. There isn't a list of what Jesus won for us on the cross. So we went, look for one, and we found it. Yeah? I mean, it's not in a particular place. That's why it's difficult. There's a bit here and there's a bit there. And we put it all together, yes? And then wrote some prayers which we thought were appropriate to fit that, yes? And put it into a little booklet called Praying the Cross. Yeah? Which we have got copies and books tonight if you're interested. Yes?
Yeah.
But it defines for us, for the church, what exactly was won by Jesus on Calvary. Yes? And it's only straight out of the Bible, so, you know, we won't argue whether that we should have put that word or not. Yeah? For those of you that are fascinated by this sort of thing, I mean, I hope that's been of interest. Yes? But I tell you something, there's another lot of words we could have written. We could, when we first started off writing down good stuff that we thought was in the Garden of Eden, yes? What you could have done, I mean, I'm pleased with what we did, thrilled, because it's what you were thinking, yes? But what we could have done, in hindsight, is to have written another list. We could have written love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, gentleness, and self-control. Could we not? Yes? So seek first the kingdom of God, and all these things will be added unto you. Yes? The more you seek the kingdom of God, the more you will begin to live, more and more, I mean, yes, increasingly, in an atmosphere of love, joy, peace, patience, kindness. Yes?
Yeah.
Okay. Bless you. So, tomorrow morning, I'll think of something overnight, but we'll have another go, I think.
Where are you going?
Find my machine.
Go left. I was right. Ha 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 ha!